This week, the Health Ministry will officially reveal all the details of planned reforms in the healthcare sector. But already many are known. Among them that Czechs may soon have to pay healthcare fees for prescription drugs, as well as for visits to the doctors. Until now, the Czech Republic has been one of the few countries in the European Union without such mandatory fees. Jan Wellinger has the story.
The planned reforms in the health sector will affect almost everyone. New payments for health services. 30 crowns, the equivalent of around $1.50, for each visit to the doctors. The same for individual prescriptions. And that's not all. Also included, visits to the hospital, 60 crowns per day, and emergency care, 90 crowns. The aim is both to save and bring new funds into the health sector, dramatically changing the way things were done until now. Health Ministry spokesman Tomáš Cikert told public broadcaster Czech TV on Tuesday that such fees were necessary to curb an apparent massive squandering of funds and resources within the current healthcare system.
We need regulatory fees because there's an incredible waste of funds in the health sector. We throw out as much as 10 billion crowns worth of prescribed medication that just gets flushed down the sewer.
It's well known that Czechs visit the doctors twice as often as most fellow EU citizens, resulting in overcrowded waiting rooms and a needlessly high number of prescriptions, which critics say are an enormous financial burden. In other words, the new proposal would like to curb many Czechs' bad habits, reducing the number of unnecessary visits to the doctors in order to save millions. These could then be spent for improved medical care where it's most needed. Still, the proposal is not without its skeptics. On Tuesday, Social Democrat MP and former Health Minister David Rath blasted the reform plans, saying they exceeded his darkest expectations.
Costs for ordinary patients visiting the doctor will reach 1,000 crowns, instead of the few dozen crowns it costs them now.
As it stands, many in the public, especially the elderly, have already expressed misgivings about the reforms, fearing additional costs will stretch their already meager pensions. But proponents of the reforms have countered by saying the new fees are necessary and that the overall impact will not be negative. They argue that under the proposal, individuals will have a 5,000 crown annual limit or cap, leading to savings for some. Also, toddlers up to the age of 3, as well as an estimated 150,000 chronically ill patients around the country, will be fully exempt. But it's not likely that this will allay all fears, like those held by this elderly lady I spoke to on a Prague street.
It's terrible. For old people, it is bad news. But we'll see how it turns out. Already my pension is very small, and I'm at an age when going down the street for me is a risk. I can faint or fall down, and when I'm ill, I have to see the doctor and now pay for it. I wouldn't wish that on any old person. I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
But that feeling shared by some was not held by everyone I was able to talk to on Wednesday morning.
This reform is only a little part of a great reform that our economy needs. Czech visit doctor too often. Population is very, very ill.
I'm not very occasionally ill, so I have no experience with that. It could be a problem, but I think that if the payments won't be very big, it could go well, yeah.
Well, that's of course not very happy news for us, because of course we will have to touch our pocket much more, and that means that we will actually try to avoid to go to the doctor, and people will be actually afraid of going to a doctor if it's expensive to pay. It's already expensive if you pay for a dentist and so on, so this is very bad, I think. It's not a good policy.
People on the streets of Prague, ending that report on Czech healthcare reforms by Jan Wellinger.